exactly the same as it had when I left. It had hit that stage where all the covenants have lapsed, and someone has put in a chicken coop, and someone else's lawn is going to seed. I approve of this. It supports far more insect life. And there's a truck on blocks tucked almost out of sight behind a shed. Subdivisions can persist in this particular developmental stage for decades before they finally pupate into their adult form and become a neighborhood ripe for parasitizing by developers. I looked across the street at Mr. Presley's house. Was he still alive? He had to be in his 80s by now. Yep, sure enough. The curtains on the big window were just slightly cracked, and I could make out the outline of a pair of binoculars. Mr. Presley was a one-man neighborhood watch, whether the neighborhood wanted it or not. He was convinced that rural North Carolina was a hotbed of murderous activity. If I didn't get moving soon, he'd probably call the cops on me. Put out an APB on the fat woman with curly hair, I muttered to myself. It was malicious standing, officer. I saw it with my own eyes. And parking her car with intent. There aren't many social advantages to being fat, but I'll give it this. Nobody ever thinks you're a cat burglar. So Presley was still alive, and the trailer was still there. Cell coverage still shaky. My grandmother's front yard was still covered in roses. Despite my mother having lived here for nearly two decades, I still thought of it as my grandmother's house. About the only thing that had changed on Lammergeier Lane was that the Bradford pear trees had mostly died and been replaced with crepe myrtles. And apparently, vultures. The vulture in question was still sitting on the wooden crosspiece behind the mailbox. I had no idea if it was hostile, nervous, or about to launch itself at my head. They don't have facial expressions like mammals. Mind you, I'm not that great with mammals either. The screen door slammed, and I heard my mother calling, "Samantha! Samantha, you're here!" "Hi, Mom," I said, not taking my eyes off the bird. "Did you know you've got yard vultures?" "Don't mind them. They belong to the lady down the street," Mom said. I turned to stare at her. "They what?" "Well, not belong, exactly. There's a tree." She waved her hands toward the end of the street. "Oh, never mind. I'll explain later. Don't worry, they're harmless." "Don't they puke when they get upset?" This is just about the only fact I know about vultures, and only because an ex-boyfriend of mine got too close to one once and found out the hard way. In retrospect, the vulture may have had the right idea. "Oh, yes," Mom beamed at me. "One threw up all over the Goldberg's beagle." Fortunately, this vulture did not seem particularly inclined to vomit. I backed away until the car was safely between us, then turned and hugged Mom. "It's so good to see you, honey," she said. I didn't say anything because I was just realizing that she had dropped a scary amount of weight since the last time I'd seen her. The women in our family are either fat or skeletal, and it felt like she had switched sides in the last year. I could feel her ribs and the knobs on her spine. "Good God, Mom," I said, stepping back. "Are you okay? You don't have cancer or something, do you?" "Tact, I do not have it." "No, no." She smiled, but her face had gotten as thin as the rest of her, and I couldn't tell if she looked worried or if it was just the new lines around her mouth. "I'm fine. Do you know how long you're staying?" "Haven't a clue," I admitted. "They found human remains on the dig, so we're all furloughed until it gets sorted." "I'm so sorry." She grabbed one of my duffel bags out of the car. "I know you were excited to work on this one." "They've promised to bring us all back on. Hopefully it won't take too long." "I'm an archaeoentomologist. It's fine. You've never heard of me. I study insects in archaeological remains. Actually, if you're in the field, you probably have heard of me because there's hardly any of us. You've almost certainly heard of Dr. Wilcox, my boss, who did all that amazing work with sawtoothed grain beetle larvae found in food storage from the Viking era. Anyway, my job is mostly spent either sitting in a room, sifting through dirt from digs looking for dried-out insect husks, or staring at photos somebody else took of dried-out insect husks, fiddling with the brightness and contrast to see if I can make out any details. Occasionally, I do get out to dig sites, which I enjoy a lot more. My particular specialty is Pacific Northwest Paleo-Indian middens, but I get dirt samples from all over because, as I said, there aren't that many of us. It was a dig that had brought me back home. Started the season, the promise of